A few moments to allow ourselves to settle into whatever position we've chosen for this practice. Making sure we're comfortable. And feeling into our postures. Becoming aware of the points of contact between our bodies and the floor or the chair. Gradually widening awareness to take in the sensations of lying or sitting here right now. And coming to rest as best you can. Releasing, letting go of any of the hassles of getting here, stresses and strains of the day so far. Just feeling into the posture, relaxing into the posture, coming to rest. And making contact with our breath. The body just breathing in and breathing out. As the body relaxes and comes to rest, that smooth flow of the breath. And if you find it helps, expanding awareness to include the sounds that surround us, and also, of course, any other sensory inputs we may be experiencing at the moment, like taste or smell or sense of sight. Allowing ourselves as best we can to come to rest with whatever we're experiencing right now. And when you're feeling ready, I'm going to invite you to scan through your body, allowing yourself to become aware of whatever sensations are present, whether they're very strong sensations or very weak sensations. Or, of course, even when there's no sensation at all. And noticing, in addition, any sense of judgment of the sensations that arise into awareness from our bodies. So whenever you're feeling ready to start, taking awareness down through the body, right into the toes of both feet, becoming aware as best we can of any sensations arising from the big toes, the little toes, the toes in between. And doing our best to feel even the slightest of sensations, the merest touch of a sock or a stocking on the skin, the merest sense of warmth or coolness. Being aware not only of the toes themselves, but also, if possible, of the spaces between the toes, the gap between the toes, if you wish, the skin that connects all the toes together. This process of taking awareness to the toes and then through the rest of the body is a gentle, restful process. So if there are particular thoughts, maybe distractions arising in the mind, that's absolutely fine. Be aware of what's arising in the mind. Letting go as gently as you can to any distraction. Releasing any sense of struggling to be with the body scan. Any sense of fighting against thought. And allowing awareness now to move from the toes into the soles of the feet. Allowing that awareness to move around the soles of the feet. Just being aware of whatever's there, however strong, however weak. Just a sensation. And allowing awareness to gently move to the tops of the feet. Awareness is such a soft and gentle thing. It releases tension, allows us to come to rest. And the heels and the ankles. Just sensations coming into awareness. The shins and the calves. Again, the touch of clothing, the sense of warmth and coolness, perhaps the pressure of where the calves are resting against the mat. and the knees. Awareness is like a soft light shining on the body. It's gentle and it's warm. And the thighs, the upper part of the legs and the hips. Awareness moves slowly through. Allowing even the slightest of sensations to be noticed. Awareness doesn't pass judgment or seek to suppress or deny. It allows us to feel what we feel. Just as it is. And the pelvis. And the sacrum and the small of the back. Awareness allows us to experience pain and discomfort in exactly the same way as it allows us to experience touch or warmth or coolness. In awareness, these are all just sensations. Nothing else, just sensations. Allowing awareness now to move up the back, up the spinal column, from the lumbar spine going up into the thorax, into the chest. And moving outwards to the shoulder blades, and round to the front of the body, to the chest and the stomach. And awareness, of course, is with us all the time. All we're doing when we're scanning our bodies and our minds, simply opening up to what is already there. Letting go of any sense of trying to control things. And just coming to rest with whatever is. And the shoulders, maybe there's a sensation that we're holding on to something, a sense of tightness in the muscles. A sense that there's something that we really don't want to open up to. As we've said, is soft and gentle, and it's kind and it's caring. It acknowledges and accepts whatever's there. So it's giving us the opportunity to come to rest with things exactly as they are. Not needing to deny or hide from anything. And awareness moving down the arms into the hands and the fingers. Noticing perhaps any tendency for the fingers to want to grasp, to hold on. Awareness gives us the opportunity to release and let go. As we're experiencing all the sensations from the fingertips, the fingers, the palms, the backs of the hands and the wrists. Forearms and elbows, and the upper arms, and into the neck and the back of the head. And the scalp and the area around the ears. Into the face, maybe even experiencing the touch of air on the skin. Very least of sensations flow of air through the nostrils . The light of awareness shines on everything. All we are needing to do is allow it to be just as it is. And so, as best we can, we're coming to rest in awareness of all of the sensations of our bodies, sitting or lying here, right now. And lying here, being aware of sensation, we are also aware of thought. The light of awareness shines into the mind just as it shines throughout the body. Thoughts arising in the mind, just as sensations come and go in the body. Just as there are some sensations that we may judge as being unpleasant or unwanted, there are thoughts that we may judge as being unpleasant or unwanted. Just as we may try and deny some sensations, we may also deny some thoughts. And there will also be strong thoughts and weak thoughts, just as there are strong and weak sensations. So as best we can, we're opening our minds in awareness. Allowing whatever's there to be seen and experienced. In awareness, a thought is just a thought, a feeling just a feeling, and an emotion just an emotion. Just as a bodily sensation, it's just a sensation. And just as we can relax and come to rest in awareness of the sensations of the body, so we can relax and come to rest in sensations of the mind, in awareness of our thoughts. Seeing everything arise, seeing everything dissipate. Understanding and knowing what needs to be done, even when it needs to be done. Just living in full awareness of the body and the mind.